Alright, Jabo, say good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up the eighth chapter here in Chovos HaTalmidim. So remember again, the Piagetzna began yesterday by indicating to us this concept that up until now we've been focusing on cleaning the room. Right? Our focus has been on eradicating and, well, I should say identifying and ultimately eradicating the negative traits which often hold us back. But as the Piagetzna pointed out, so eradicating the negativity is only the first part of the equation. At some point in time, we have to focus on building the positivity and figuring out ultimately, again, how to self-actualize, not just through the, what we call, sur meira, but ultimately, again, from the asay tov as well. As the mashal that he gave yesterday, when the king is coming, and one is preparing their domicile to go ahead and meet the king, there's the element of cleaning up the dust and the mice, and then there's the other element of painting the walls, putting down the carpeting, planting the flowers, beautification. So up until now, we've been focusing on cleaning up. Now we have to begin to focus on beautification. Page Samich Vav. Halo tires dire ha-medrash. Look at the words in the medrash. Mi nivra b'shvil mi. Who was created for us? It's actually a gripping medrash. Who was created for whom? Yisrael b'shvil Torah. Oh, ha-Torah b'shvil Yisrael. Is it that Klal Yisrael was created for the Torah? Or is it that the Torah was created for Klal Yisrael? Well, see, you hear this fundamental question? Who was created for who? Was the Torah created for Am Yisrael? Or was Am Yisrael created for the Torah? Both say, so really what it's a question of is what? It's a question of primacy. What is the most important thing in this world? Is the most important thing in this world Klal Yisrael? Or is the most important thing in this world Torah? So the Medrash writes, U'misayim ha-Medrash ha-Torah b'shul Yisrael. This is incredible. And the Medrash concludes by saying that the Torah was created for Am Yisrael. Torah was created for Am Yisrael, which says the Piagetzna, understand what that means. Hishta'ev v'tishtomim. You should be puzzled and shocked. HaTorah she kol kach kedusha. The Torah which is so holy. Torah Hashem she kol kach hishtokiku hamalochim eleha. The Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which the Malachim were so drawn to that they did not want to release it into the hands of Moshe Rabbeinu. Kol etzim v'tachlis b'riyasa b'shul Yisraeli. The only reason why God created the Torah was for Am Yisrael. Supposedly, do you understand what that means? What that means is the most important thing in this universe, is Klal Yisrael. The most important thing that exists is Klal Yisrael. Our existence is even more important than Torah's existence. V'haraya, the proof to that is, we weren't created for Torah, but rather Torah was created for us. He says, "Kol etzem v'tachlis b'riyasa b'shul Yisraeli ha'ein sof l'sinai ba v'imo mirivavos kodesh." So the Ribbono Shel Olam comes to Har Sinai, and together with him myriads of angels. Hirim es hashamayim v'hirish es haaretz. Literally, again, he overturned the heavens, overturned the earth. Hirish literally means, you know, like rash, made noise. He made so much noise in the heavens, made so much noise on the earth. V'hakol b'shvil Yisrael. And all of it was for Klal Yisrael. Lahamid, let's look at the Piagetzna writes. Lahamid oscha ve'es chaveirecha she'tiyu Yisraelim ankerovo krovim mamish. Says the Piagetzna. Look, Talmud. Look what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for you and your friends. You and your friends are so special to Him that He created for all of us this incredible and dramatic Torah. Hayatachlis biyaso v'tirchas kodsho v'zos tiyeh gam matarascha asher eleha tamid tishtokek. So say, now that I understand that Torah was created for me, now that I understand that we, the Jewish people, Am Yisrael, are the most important creations within the entirety of the universe. So what happens? So gam matarascha tamid tishtokek tiyeh karov elav. Libcha v'nafshecha yargishu afheim es kedosh Yisrael asher shochin b'kirbam. Then I will say, if we are the most important and most special things to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this universe, we have to begin to feel it. We have to begin to bring that out within ourselves. We have to begin to act the part. We have to yearn to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to begin to feel the kedusha of Am Yisrael, which resides within our hearts. Im kein, gam ato tzarech lif'ol bazeh. so too each of us has to work on this. Zarech ata la'orer es nafshecha mimiskarta. I have to awaken my soul within its framework. Asheri segura begufcha ulekarva alavia hametzapel. I will say this is such a beautiful lashon. Our souls, our hearts, are often locked up within us. They're locked up within us. And we don't even begin to understand how powerfully profound they are. Because often our hearts and our souls are buried underneath levels of mundanity. And our job is to clean the room. And once we clean the room, to beautify it. And to bring out the holiness of that neshama. The power of that neshama. And to bring it close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avoda upu'ula vehergil rav tzrichim lazeh. But it requires an incredible amount of work. An incredible amount of work. So we'll say, this is the second stage he's describing. So to a certain degree, kind of cleaning up the room is a little bit easier. Because cleaning up the room, we'll say, is a clearly definable process. I have to get rid of the mice. I have to get rid of the dirt. I have to get rid of the schmutz. I have to clean the windows. I know exactly what I have to do. I say it's the easier part. We know it's not the easier part. It's actually the more difficult and challenging part. I say it's easier because it's identifiable. Meaning, if you ask me, what are my negative traits, I can tell you what they are. I can tell you what they are. That doesn't mean that I'm ready to change them. It doesn't mean that I'm ready to do the heavy lifting to work on them. But I can identify it. The next step, which the Piagetzna is describing over here, which is the unlocking of inner Kiddusha, the unlocking of holiness, the unlocking of the recognition that everything in this world was created for me. Even Torah was created for me. Even Torah was created for me. So I'll say, to understand the profundity of that is quite amazing and overwhelming. That, says the Piagetzna, is what we have to unlock. That yearning and that desire to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because everything in this world was made for me. Even Torah was made for me. If that's the case, then I possess unspeakable and immeasurable holiness. I need to figure out how to tap into that. Talmud Vasik. Was it page Samech Vav? The bottom paragraph. Talmud Vasik. Right? Talmud Vasik literally means like older or established student. Choshishani Shenef. So this is great. Choshishani Shenef Halta Midvarinu Ela. Ela, so we'll say, says the Piagetzna, I have a strong feeling that maybe at this point you're feeling a bit overwhelmed by the words that we're writing. We'll say, how validating is this? Right? I just found out, by the way, at 5:53 in the morning that the Torah was created for me. I'm the most important thing in this universe, and now I need to unlock my holiness. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm just trying to keep my eyes open, right? Literally, again, I need to get there, right? I put benchmarks here. I need to get to 6:45 to Shacharis, then I need to get home for carpool, then I need to get to work, then I have a million and one things I have to do. I have to make sure to get home at a reasonable time so that my wife doesn't yell at me. I have to help my kids with this. I have to do this. And you just told me now that I'm the most important creation in the entire universe. I possess immeasurable holiness. It's not enough that I clean my room. I now have to beautify it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, and it's Tuesday. It's only Tuesday. Yes, I feel a little bit overwhelmed about this moment. So says the Piagetzna, Choshishani Shenef Halta Midvarinu Eila, Ad Ato Chashavta, so listen to this. Shekol ali osecha shedarashnu mimcha atko va'amarnu lecha she'in ata ben choron lipater mehen. We just spoke about, says the Piagetzna, your greatness, your potential for greatness, and how you have to actualize it, and you don't have the right to shirk that responsibility. Hein rak eich lenakos es midosecha ve'eich lirachik es ha'ava kamara haniskalel. Right? So we'll say, so remember, we said it's not just enough to clean yourself up, right? It's not just enough to clean up your midos. It's not just enough to take away the dust and to take away the things ultimately again which compromise your spiritual beauty. V'dalecha bazeh, l'salos v'lihios ish Yisrael amiti, v'hevanta osanu. But now we've just learned, it's not just enough to clean your room, I have to beautify it as well and become something great. Lo kein ata shegam achar hanikayon v'tikun ra'as hamidos shuv darshim mimcha aliyah v'hiskarvus. Says the Piagetzna, I know what you're thinking. Isn't it enough if I just clean my room? Isn't it enough if at the end of the day, I think to myself, if I could get to the level where I'm courageous enough to identify my negative traits And I find the strength to actually address them, remedy them, clean up the mess that is sometimes the reality inside my heart and inside my soul. That's incredible. That's incredible. But now Piaget, and he told me that's not enough. Rather, what happens? Shuv darshim imcha aliyah v'eskarvus. Now you just told me that it's not enough to clean my room. Now you just told me that it's not enough to go ahead and get rid of the dust, get rid of the mice. But rather what? I need aliyah and teskarvus. I have to find my inner greatness. I have to discover my potential. I am the very reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu even created Torah. And therefore, as a result, I need to find the sense of kirvus, of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aliyah Yosir Gidola Shekol Atzmus Chal Yikarev L'Hashem. By the way, not just like a little aliyah, but an incredible aliyah, an incredible elevation, that I am connected to God in my entirety. In my entirety. Dover Shurak Min Tosefes Beinecha V'rak Anoshim Bibnei Aliyah V'tzadikim Gidolim. So this is amazing. Piyajesna says, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking to yourself, Piyajesna, what you're describing is not me. What you're describing is what? Is the aliyah of tzaddikim. Right? What you're describing is the nature of exceptionally righteous people. People who self-actualize. People who become totally holy. People who are filled with an insatiable desire to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not me. That's not me. That's the tzaddikim that you're describing. Echad be'ir. Maybe there's one guy like that in a city. Shnayim be'mishpacha. Maybe there's two people like that in a family. Tzichim l'shtad of a lavoy le'vachol ish Yisrael. Pashut pater mimena. Shavuot says, I know what everyone's thinking. You're describing over here such a sacred level, such a high level, such a saintly level. That's not regular people. That's tzaddikim. That's tzaddikim. And you're certainly not talking to me. You're certainly not referring to me. I'm a pashut person. I'm a pashut ayid, right? I'm a simple Jew. For me, I'll be happy enough if I clean my room. For me, I'll be happy enough if I get rid of the dirt and the mice. But at the end of the day, what you're describing over here is not really for me. So says the Piaget, it's not three words, Rabbi Osai. Ta'us. Gedola Ta'isa. Whoa, have you made a big mistake? Piaget's talking to us. You've made a big mistake. Ki hein emesh etzadikim gedolin haiskarvusam ba'aliyas nishmosam gedola harbei ma'od min asaga se'isha pashut. It's true. There are tzadikim. And the levels of growth of the tzadikim and the levels of aliyah of tzadikim are certainly way beyond the comprehension of regular pashut people. Aval gam kol ish yisrael eichshu. Rabbi will say every single Jew. Kim'at tapa page Samech Zayin. We're going to stop at the end of this paragraph. Kim'at yef sharlo lihios Yisrael oved Hashem es Hashem b'lev yavesh u'benefesh yishena utimuna. Rabbi will say, says the Piyajetzna, it is true, there are tzaddikim. And it is true that tzaddikim often operate on a level that is incomprehensible to us regular people. But with all of that, says the Piyajetzna, it is impossible to be an Eved Hashem. I was look at his lashon. Believe Yavesh with a dry heart, Benefesh Yishena, a sleeping soul, Utimuna, and a sleep and a hidden soul. I will say, Im lo yale al atzma kapanim lepan lemalam atzmo ulemalam mikala olam. At some point in time, we have to find the courage and find the ability to transcend ourselves and to transcend our world. It is true that the avoda of tzaddikim Abosai is way beyond us. But says the Piyajetzna, just because I may not find myself on the level of the greatest tzaddik, does not mean that I don't have some significant self-transcendent work to do, to discover my holiness, to discover my kedusha, to discover my inner beauty, to discover who and what I really am. That, says the Piyajetzna, is the avoda for each of us, is the responsibility of each of us. Tzaddik and Pashut Yid alike. Everyone has that same avoda. And it's only once we engage in that process of self-spiritual beautification that we have the ability to truly actualize our potential. All right, we'll stop over here. We'll pick up more with this theme in Mirat Hashem tomorrow.